KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach, always keeping an eye on the community, and there's an event that we're really excited about this Sunday. The Laguna Beach Community Clinic is putting on Salsa Sunday to raise money for their pediatrics program, and we're joined in studio now by Dr. Rubel of the Community Clinic. How are you, man? Nice to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for coming, really. I love salsa, although I prefer pico, really, a little fresher.
All right. You knew that was coming.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Are we live?
Have you salsa danced before?
I've never salsa danced. I'd be up for it.
Yeah, I've done it once. You got to be able to move your hips a little bit to salsa dance. You
know, a little bit, but as long as you're moving, you're having fun, and that's the best part.
So Tyler's laughing at the idea of me dancing, but I have, for my wedding anniversary a couple of weeks ago, my wife bought me five dancing lessons, ballroom dancing lessons.
And you haven't gone
yet? We've not been yet, but we will go because I want to be able to do this. So salsa seems to me like, you know, it's not an advanced class, is it?
There's different forms. I mean, the ballroom dancing is probably a little bit more technical. We're just trying to get people, you know, moving, feeling the music, the rhythm, and just having a good time out there.
And you've got this group called La Charanga Cubana.
Yes.
And they're the salsa instructors.
They're the band.
Okay.
They're a nine piece group.
Wow.
It's gonna be really nice. We're gonna have. So, you know, they've got someone who plays the conga, the timbales, someone's going to be playing the tres, the bass, there'll be a flauta, violin, guiro, the claves. So, you know, they're going to have a good band going, and then they have either two or three vocalists. And then we're going to actually have a dance instructor, Katy Hernandez, who is professionally trained in Cuba, has traveled the world with a lot of the major music groups out there, and actually teaches constantly now through different congresses. But she's going to come out and show some of her moves, and hopefully get people moving.
That's so fun. This is awesome.
Because it's the real Latin deal. A lot of these classes are sort of, you know, no disrespect, there's some white woman who taught yoga up until recently.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the real deal.
Yeah, no, this is, it's not going to be a count one, two, three, four. It's going to be like, do you hear the clave? Do you hear, you know, this instrument? You got to follow that.
Oh, well, that sounds a lot harder.
Yeah, no. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, it's a community event, hopefully bringing people together. It's a healthy activity where people are, you know, be moving their bodies, sweating a little bit, but therapeutic at the same time.
Sure, you're getting close to somebody. Yeah. It's intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you yourself have a salsa background.
Well, yeah, my family's, I'm a little biased here. My family's Cuban, so every family function or event growing up involved music and dancing at someone's house, and you know, people just bringing instruments and just jamming together, doing, you know, just a free, what we call
it, so exotic.
The
brilliant. It's so brilliant.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I wish I grew up that way.
This is so exotic because, you know, family gatherings for us were like herring.
No,
there's a lot of herring.
Everybody's in a raincoat.
Exactly.
The food is obviously important at a Cuban gathering.
Yes.
So what are you guys doing in that?
So we're very fortunate again. You know, the donation to participate in, you know, involves the band, the dance lesson, but also you'll get some different Cuban treats, whether it's, you know, some guava pastries, some coconut ones.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have a couple various ones for people to try, as well as some drinks to, you know, stay hydrated while you're doing all this movement.
They're from Porto's, which is like the place.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. This place started off as a little bakery in Glendale, and now they've got like five different locations, and they've slowly moved down south, and they've got a place out in where's Knott's Berry Farm?
Buena Park.
They just opened.
Right.
So we're lucky to, you know, we figured we bring the music, the food, and the vibe, and hopefully people will come out.
So you're going to do this all, at the community clinic parking lot, and it benefits the pediatrics program.
It does. So we figured when we're looking where to have it, you know, what better place than our clinic so that people actually know where we are and where they can find us. And, you know, the pediatric program is what we're concentrating on this year. You know, as Jason knows, the Cinco de Mayo event focused on that, and now we want to continue that to provide the services that we do for the kids in town.
It's just an incredible organization, and of course, if you do this salsa class, and it's a little, maybe you're not used to getting any exercise, whatever. Plenty of doctors on hand.
Plenty. There'll be plenty.
I mean, you'll have a defibrillator in case anybody falls over.
And they're free.
Yeah.
So they are free. Look, it's a fantastic event, Salsa Sunday. This Sunday, coming up in the parking lot of the community clinic.
Yes.
And our guest is Dr. Jorge Rubal. And are you thinking of doing this more? Because unfortunately, I can't make it Sunday. I've got a bunch of events to go to, but if you did this more regularly, maybe I could get to one.
I was hoping you'd go with me.
Well, I'd love to go. I really would love to go.
Well, we're hoping to make this an annual event for the community.
Annual, okay.
But, you know, if it goes well, then hopefully maybe I can organize some things on some of the weekends and maybe in the general Front Beach area where we can all get together and do this as well. So,
and this kind of thing is really, I mean, it has a serious medical side to it because people are moving, as you say, right. And there's a therapy involved in this. And anything that gets people going like that is going to stop people from having to visit the doctor quite as often. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah, and the music's going to be really good. The span is really good, and you're going to hear different genres of music, whether it's a little bit slower with some son like the Buena Vista Social Club, or a little bit more dancing stuff with modern dance, Cuban stuff like timba. You'll have a little cha-cha. They do it all, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Salsa Sunday, this Sunday in the Laguna Beach Community Clinic parking lot, raising money for their pediatrics program. It's from 3 to 5.
Correct.
Tickets at the door, or do you want people to go online to get them?
Ideally, you know, if they buy it ahead of time, then they don't have to wait in line, and we're going to have a check-in service where they can just show it their iPhone or whatever, and we can scan it, and they'll be good. But, you know, people, I imagine, are going to show up, and that's just as good.
Right on. And La Charanga Cubana, that's the band that's playing. Dr. Jorge Rubal of the Community Clinic. Thanks so much, man. We're
really
excited
for you. Thank
you
for having me. I really appreciate you guys as always supporting us.
Good luck with this. We'll see you there.